Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, this is Francesca Raffi. Today we are going to know more about the LiveText Access project. As all our listeners know, the LTA project aims to organize a new and certified curriculum for real-time subtitlers who can be then deployed in different media, social and cultural contexts. Among the partners of the LTA project, there's also a European certification partner, the European Certification and Qualification Association, which is a non-for-profit association joining institutions and several thousands of professionals from all over Europe and abroad. So to learn more about this association and its role within the LTA project, we have virtually with us Gabriele Saubere, Vice President of the European Certification and Qualification Association. Gabriele, thank you very much for being with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you, Francesca, for having me.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So, you are a pioneer in innovation and quality in the language industry, but also in European diversity management. You organized the first International Diversity Summer School in 2007, among other things. So, Gabriele, tell us more about your background and professional experience in the field of accessibility.
Thank you so much for this great introduction. You're right, a pioneer. That's actually my thing, to really invent something new, which is not there yet. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my background actually is in linguistics, with a very broad bundle of studies. At that time, it was quite new that you could even choose which other, you know, subject fields you would be interested in, uh-huh. in studying. So I did not only study Russian language, other Eastern European languages, but also, you know, political science, communication science, psychology, economy. So it was a very broad, very interdisciplinary subject field I was studying, and I'm benefiting until today from that very generalistic overview of all these interdisciplinary fields uh-huh. of study. So that was a great beginning. And, you know, this linguistic diversity definitely brought me to human diversity. Actually, it's, you know, it's part of diversity. It's part of our human diversity. Still in human resource or in corporate social responsibility, where diversity is embedded, mm-hmm. there are actually only a few people who have this linguistic background. So that was, again, this pioneering challenge to bring these worlds together, make the language people, I call them, understand that accessibility, you know, and this diversity field is really highly interrelated to language
to other subjects and other disciplines.
Exactly. Because with one of my hats, I am the director of the International Network for Terminology, TERMNET. So again, this is something very related to accessibility issues. Think about sign language. Think about the terminology we need to make subject fields accessible. This is actually very exciting me to see these interrelations and to make other people also see them and, you know, join forces with the various communities.
And you are now Vice President of the European Certification and Qualification Association, among many other things. The association provides a worldwide unified certification schema for numerous professions. Can you tell us more about the certification procedure?
This, again, was a great opportunity for me. When I met ECQA, it was 10, 15 years ago. And my, you know, my goal always was to provide language professionals with European certificates. I was one of the first people in Austria who did the European computer driving license. Oh. You know? And what ECQA does is exactly the same what ECDL is, so a computer driving license, but with professions, with all kinds of new and emerging job roles. We started with innovation manager, but when I joined ECQA 10 years ago, we developed an international European certificate for terminology managers, because this was a job role you couldn't actually graduate from universities. You, when you had language studies or translation studies, there was some parts of it tackling terminology, but terminology, only a few. So this was the first time professional terminology workers could show, could prove that they had the necessary skills and competences to do terminology management at the professional level. And the same thing, actually, we are doing for the LTA project, where intralingual real-time re-speakers and subtitlers will get a certificate or certification scheme, basically. For the first time, they will then be able to show that what they are doing in practice and that this is complying with European standards. Mm-hmm. And the exciting thing is that in that project, we are creating this standard. It is not existing. Do subtitling and do re-speaking in real time, but there are no, you know, common standard how this actually should be
done,
and this is exciting.
And as a certification association, you will lead the intellectual output number 5 of the LTA project.
Exactly, the last step of the LTA
project. Can you tell us more about this stage?
It's basically three main steps and processes of this intellectual output number 5 certification. First, we explain the certification process, because at ECQA, everything is highly standardized. For all these various job roles, like diversity manager, we also have a certificate for professional diversity managers, or innovation managers, or terminology managers, or sustainability managers. You need to have the same approach, same processes, how to first identify the skills and competences needed for this job role, and then, you know, all the steps how to certify. Even the training material has to comply with ECQA standards. And this is a kind of a complex process, of course. First step, we already recorded videos also to break it down to smaller entities of knowledge and to convey the message in other formats, not only lectures or PowerPoint presentations, but also videos, you know, to make it more digestible.
And also accessible.
And then we explain what is actually this certification process. In the next step, then, we provide a certification scheme, because these, we call it skills cards. Skills and competences an intralingual real-time re-speaker subtitler have to have in real practice, we need to, you know, we need to analyze, we need to identify, and then, of course, we need to sit together and, you know, develop what is really state of the art. So find a compromise to get this skill card as our common standard, you know, for the professionals. But we also need, you know, standards for the trainers, for training materials, for self-assessment. This is very nice, because many professionals, of course, they're also interested in the certificate, which is very new, and they need to check their maturity, where they're standing, if they need further training to get the certificate and to pass the exam successfully or not, you know. And then, of course, the core issue is the quality of exam questions. You know, this is also following then ECQA rules and quality standards, and this will all be applied within the framework of the LTA project.
Okay, so let's say the certification process of the European Certification and Qualification Association will be adapted and applied in and after the FTA project.
Exactly, exactly. Because it is a smaller project. We do not have time and budget to really implement this certificate already within the framework of the project, because you need then the exam questions, you need real exams, you know, you need everything uploaded already in the ECQA certification system. This is too many work for this small project, but we will prepare everything. We will come up with a full-fledged certification system where after the end of the project, we can then implement.
Yes. Well, and this complementary mix of educational and non-educational partners is definitely one of the main strengths of the LTA project, I think. So
exactly. I couldn't agree more. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to make such a project sustainable, we will also establish a so-called job role committee, including these various accessibility stakeholders who then, after the end of the project, continue working together and therefore assuring the quality and sustainability of the project outcome. And this job role committee will be composed of the partners, of not all of the, of course, but those who are really committed and who have, of course, also the resources to implement the certification.
Well, Gabriele, thank you for sharing with us the objectives of this step of the LTA project. Thank you very much for being with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you so much again.
Thank you. Thank you very much to all of you. If you too want to know more about the LifeTech Access project, well, don't miss our next interviews with other partners. This is Francesca Raffi, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.